Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Subconscious Channel Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. My name is Tina Staley. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, heart and soul coach, as well as metaphysical and healing arts teacher. I am based in Los Angeles, and my service is done in person, via Skype, and also via telephone. In my private counseling, I specialize in working with life aggression, shadow selves, inner child, confidence, focus, stress, awareness, and weight loss, and plus there's much more that I work with my clients in changing habits and behaviors. So today we are starting this show with a different subject or a different topic, and it is communicating with your Holy Trinity. And you're probably going to ask me, what is Holy Trinity? Now, Trinity to me is just an archetype. It is an archetype of our feminine self, masculine self, feminine self, and our oversoul, or our higher self. And we all have this energy in all of us. It is just the consciousness. But most of us don't realize that these are just consciousness or just the energy. It is an energy of the yin and yang in each one of us. Now, why is it important to connect with our Trinity? And I have to tell you that this is very, very important, because in order for us to know who we are, or in order for us to connect to who we are and really live our life in a very balanced manner, you know, with our heart and mind, we want to be able to accomplish in connecting to our own masculine feminine self and also our higher self. So in this show today, I'm going to introduce some of my students who are now Trinity practitioners. They are going to be offering this free reading healing. They are going to be connecting with your Holy Trinity, mainly your masculine self, which is your mind, and your feminine self, which is your heart, and also known as conscious and subconscious. And you're going to find this show to be quite fascinating. And I also wanted to share with you, there's a little bit of background noise, so I'm going to ask if any of you kind of make a little noise back there, kind of tone a little bit down. So now I'm going to back on my show here. Kind of lost my train of thought here. You know what, I'm going to get started with introducing all of them, how about that, and then we're just going to come back to continue to say what I need to say. So the first person I'd like to introduce is Eve. Eve, go ahead and introduce yourself, please. Hello, Eve.
You would just ask us to go on mute, so guess what I did?
Yeah. It was just kind of a little distracting this evening. So I have to apologize with that. Energy is kind of a little unsettling this week. So, Eve, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you for coming, everyone. My name is Eve, and I am a graduate of UCLA Medical School. I have practiced as a family practitioner and as a psychiatrist, and have taken all this knowledge and am now applying it to spiritual readings and healings. I am an avid student of learning the most frontier type of medicine, and I am really fascinated by this concept of looking into people's auras and into different realms to see what might be ailing them or what might contribute to cancer or to other health conditions ahead of time. I am available on Tina's website. You can find me under Akashic Practitioners. I do card readings and I do chakra readings, as well as reading your Akashic records for past lives, for the current, and doing Holy Trinity readings. I am available for couples readings, individual readings, and for group parties. Thank you very much for listening.
So basically, Eve does everything. You do a lot of stuff, and you are very good, I have to say that. Actually, each one of you on this call is very good, all practitioner. So thank you very much, Eve, for being here today. The next person is Trina. Trina, welcome to the show. Please go ahead and introduce yourself and just share with the listener what you have to offer besides a Trinity reading.
Yes. Hi, Tina. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So, what's that?
I said, hello.
So I, hi. Yes, I also do Akashic readings and distant healings and readings, and I'm a medical intuitive chakra reader, and really do love to work with helping people with relationship issues, removing cords, and helping with karmic issues, and really when we're ready to give up contracts, working with the Akashic Masters and the Lords of Karma to do that work. As well, I'm a professional astrologer and tarot card reader, so I do all kinds of different things too, and I'm on Tina's site. You can look me up there, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Erica. Hello, Erica. Welcome to the show. Please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
I am Erica Antonetti. I am a psychic medium, a healer, and co-author of number one bestseller, Empowered Women of Social Media, Finding Global Unity in Social Communities. The services that I offer are mediumship readings, Akashic Records readings, crystal healing sessions, as well as psychic readings that just kind of lump all of my abilities into one. I also do past life regression and healing hypnosis sessions, and I teach and mentor for development in the Antelope Valley in Southern California. You can find me online at Tina's website or at ericaantonetti.com or social media.
And I believe your book is on Amazon.com too, right?
It's on Amazon.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Erica. All right. Mm-hmm. So you can, if you feel resonate with any of these readers, you can connect with them through my site, just under subconsciouschannel.com and just under practitioners. Or you can just go to my meetup, which is subconsciouschannel.info, I-N-F-O. This is a place where I list all my classes, including the Trinity class. Nobody teaches. I created this workshop last year. And, you know, this is very fascinating, very powerful class. I'm going to teach you how to connect to your own Trinity, which is important because you are connecting to your own masculine self, your conscious mind, your feminine self, your subconscious, and your heart, as well as your Holy Spirit, which is your oversoul. And when you begin to connect to who you are, you're going to see a lot of changes, positive changes in your life. So I highly recommend this one because this is a way to discovering yourself. We're going to get started, the show, and then we can talk about it a little bit more, right? So I'm going to ask everyone to begin to settle in, and we're going to start with a short meditation first, as we always do, just to get everyone's energy settle in as one. So I'm going to ask everyone, all the listeners as well, just begin to either sit down, lay down, and just close your eyes at this moment. And as you close your eyes, I'm going to ask you to just focus on your breath. And the only thing you are going to focus is your breath and the sound of my voice. And just begin to slow down at this moment. And by focusing on your breath, you tell yourself that you are beginning to slow down. And we're going to count from 10 to 1. Each and every count, every number going down, you're going to begin to feel deeply relaxed and slowing down. 10, 9, 8, feeling more relaxed at this moment as you follow your breath. 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. if you're now feeling deeply relaxed, and you notice that your breath begins to slow down, you may even feel the air, the breath that you breathe at this moment. And that means that you are slowing down. I want you to just imagine being yourself or visualize or just kind of made it up. And know that if you don't see anything, it is okay. As long as you feel it's good enough. And just pretend that you are inside this beautiful garden. And inside of this garden, you notice this beautiful, giant, ancient tree. It can even be any tree that you have seen before, or in the movie, just like Avatar. And just look at this tree in front of you. As you're standing there, you become one with everything in this place. Listening to the sounds of nature, the sounds of all the animals, the birds that chirping. You hear the sounds of the waterfall, perhaps. Listen at this moment. Activate all your senses now. Allow yourself to just become one, feeling how peaceful it is as you look up into this sky blue. Looking up at this giant tree in front of you. And you're going to begin to climb up on top of this tree, just by branches. Each and every branch that you go after, you begin to feel lighter and lighter. So let's begin to go up together now. One by one. And as you get up higher and higher, you begin to feel freer and freer and lighter. You can feel the air touches your face, your skin. You can smell the fresh air blowing. And now you're reaching to the top of this tree. And as you're standing down out of this tree, how does it feel to you? You begin to look down 360 degrees all around you, below this tree. As you're standing on the top of this place, how does that make you feel? And I want you to begin to raise your hands up into the sky towards the sun. And as you do so, you begin to invoke the energy of the sun to come down and allow the ray of the sun to begin to filter throughout your whole body, from your crown to your feet, as if the energy of the sun begin to cleanse you, the energy of the fire begin to burn all the old energy that's no longer worth for you. Feel the warmth of the sun now. Allow yourself to relax at this moment. And just feel the energy of the sun. Now I'm going to count you out from 5 to 1. At the count of 1, you will open up your eyes, feeling wonderful aura. 5. Take a deep breath in. Be ready to come back. 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath. just slowly open up your eyes, feeling wonderful aura. Somehow, welcome back to my show, Communicating with the Trinity. Now, so we're going to get started. And the first person we're going to connect with is Lenore. Lenore, I'm going to turn you on. Hi, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, good evening. Where are you calling from, Lenore?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Beautiful. Welcome to my show. So, Lenore, go ahead and state your name again. I know we did that already when you call in, but just in case if this practitioner needs to listen to it one more time. And just keep them a few minutes for them to kind of get connected to your Trinity. So go ahead, Lenore, mention your full name, your name, please. You don't have to say your full name.
Okay. It's Lenora. And my date of birth is 8/12/1965.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. So, any of you ready? Eve, Tina, Erica? No?
Tina, this is Eve. I just want to let you know, and I want to let listeners know also, we usually have a very clear reception, but I'm not sure what's happening. I was having much difficulty understanding your words, Tina, during the meditation, so I just wanted to let you know in case we could tweak it just a little bit.
Okay.
The last two shows, I know we've had some issues, but usually it's very clear. You're very clear right now.
Yeah, usually it's very clear. Beautiful. I don't know what's going on today. Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
it's
ahead.
Very unusual. It is. Just know that this
show is being recorded automatically. So if there's anything, just go ahead and call back and listen to the recording. Okay? All right, go ahead.
All right. Okay, thank you. Hi, Lenora. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I'm very peaceful this evening and happy that I can join the show tonight. I wasn't knowing if I would be able to. I was out of town in a conference, but here I am, and let's get started. This is Holy Trinity Week, or excuse me, what are we calling this?
Communicating with your Holy Trinity. There you go. We do a lot of shows here, so I can get confused sometimes. We can't keep track of it. All right, Eve. It's a Trinity thing here. All right.
So I just want to let you know that I'm seeing a number of things, and I'll go through them sequentially. One is that as Tina has mentioned, what I'm looking at when I first had this Trinity come to me, when Tina and I were in a discussion once and she was asking me to do something different, I started to hear a voice. It was not with much emotion. It sounded a lot like Spock, Dr. Spock, and basically I would hear something logical, and I could tell that there was love, but it wasn't the warm kind of fuzzy love. Then I also heard the consciousness more sounding like you sound, basically normal human voice. And then I tried to hear the subconscious, because you would be the conscious aspect of the soul, the you that I speak with. The subconscious part of the soul, when I listened to you, I felt crying in sadness. We also refer to the conscious and the subconscious aspects as the male and female aspects, respectively. I am feeling that you are preoccupied and that your female aspect or your subconscious aspect is suffering, feeling lost. It could be a loss that you're going through at this time that's been happening for a while. It could be that there's been something that is leading up to and you're having anticipatory grief for an upcoming loss because things haven't been going right. I know you know which one it is. I'm also getting that for some reason the male or the more conscious aspect of you is, well, shall I say, not as engaged as it could be. There is participation with the conscious aspect, basically with the male or the more mental aspect of things. But what I'm feeling is sorrow. I'm feeling more of an emotional state, and it seems that there is an answer for you. I'm hearing your oversoul or your higher spirit trying to speak to you and nudge you to see there is some solution, there is some help for you that is very near you. And because of your preoccupation with the day-to-day aspect of life, it's not being noticed. So your higher spirit is asking me to have you open your eyes beyond the emotional aspect and look and see. And when you find this window of opportunity that is facing you right now, you can take action. And this will be a great help for you. It's time to activate that male aspect, that mental aspect, to reevaluate your situation. There are positive forces. I see a number of light beings around your higher spirit. They are ready, willing, and able to help you. When you open your eyes to the possibilities and accept the help that's being offered to you. You might even be feeling emotionally trapped. It's possible that by focusing on what you don't have, you're taking for granted the good things that you do have. So mine is a message of awakening, becoming more alert, finding your answer, which is near you, accepting the help from your spirit aids, including your higher spirit, and take the action that you need to for an opportunity for your family, your home, whatever the situation is. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hi there. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Very good.
Okay. So just a little note about the communication, everybody. Mercury just went into retrograde today, so this makes sense. And then for Lenora, I feel like you are holding yourself back or feel like you're being held back from a passion of yours. Either you don't like your current job or you're wanting to switch careers or you feel like there may be a barrier to that. And it feels like fear or like it's too late to change directions now type attitude. And I was seeing like your creative side is wanting to dance, but your logical side is sitting there on the bench and he's like looking away and not even, he's like shooing that creative side, you know, and saying, playing is only for children, and he's very stubborn and grumpy and, like Eve had said, not very engaged. And then I feel as if you enjoy things that are art-related, so that it may be a good idea to pick up a pencil or a paintbrush just in order to step into playing more on a conscious level. I also feel that your relationships influences your choices a lot. So I feel like you tend to do what others expect for you to do rather than really doing what you want to. And I was seeing that you have a higher energy that actually gives a lot to people around you, especially a partner. And this can make you feel like you give so much but you're not receiving equally. And then at the very end, I actually saw the Mother Mary show up with the halo around her. So I am not sure if it's a religious kind of influence or if it is just a mothering influence, like you need to mother yourself more and do that self-care in order to find that joy that you're searching for. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And I'd like to kind of add it on to Erica with the Mother Mary. I always see all these as an archetype or the essence of a person. So when you see Mother Mary on her, to me it means that, you know, Lenore is, you know, even though you're going through all this stuff, there is a lot of love and compassion in you. And that's what Mother Mary does for me.
Absolutely.
Okay? So, And then when Erica talks about creative side and a logic side, that's the masculine and the feminine side of you. Thank you so much, Erica. Very nice. All right. Trina, are you ready?
I am. Okay, so hi, Lenora.
Hi.
So when I looked at your feminine and masculine selves, first your feminine self reveals herself as this very round, sort of jolly, dressed on red, Queen of Hearts sort of woman, and your masculine self, and she looked a lot more clear, your masculine self was this more kind of tall, skinny, kind of balding in rags, kind of Ebenezer Scrooge guy, and a lot of brown energy around him. And he seems unhappy. So I did a lot of communicating with him, and he was expressing, you know, that he doesn't feel like he gets what he wants, doesn't feel loved, doesn't feel like he's getting what he wants in life. And we just kept communicating about that a lot, trying to kind of get at what that's about. I kept getting that it goes back to childhood, to around 3 years old. And something in your perception, you know, was you were not feeling your ego self that was developing, just wasn't feeling on in some way, you know, taken care of enough or loved enough or your needs met enough. And so this just really kind of stuck with this fellow. And we worked hard with your higher self, and then doing a little soul retrieval, just bringing your three-year-old self kind of back. And, you know, at first your masculine self wasn't really up for that. He maybe feels like he doesn't have anything to offer or give and doesn't really seem open to receiving. But then after, you know, communicating more, he really opened up to that. And then when the three-year-old self came into his arms, he really did start changing and transforming and become happier, and even his shape and hair and everything started to change. He got more hair and it got darker, and he started to smile. We cleared his energy field with just sparkling kind of white light waters coming down, clearing the brown energy. There's nothing wrong with the brown energy. He's really trying to kind of protect himself with the grounding of Earth and kind of have a barrier there with others. But we did clear that and bring in instead some real love energy with rose, deep, deep rose color, kind of candy apple red all around him. And then at that point, he was able to engage with your feminine self. And now they're kind of both more in red and matching each other and step toward each other. And he sees her now, which he could care less before about seeing her. And then they came together and embraced. And then you called my name. So things looked better. They looked better and more balanced. At that point, so then it was
beautiful. So basically, Trina just So basically, Trina just communicate with your soul or your consciousness of your master and feminine side, and she just did a huge healing on you by connecting them, with them together. Of course, you know, you probably feel better after day because you know. But what happened is life happens, right? And we tend to get off balance all the time with our emotions. So you just have to become aware of your conscious mind and your emotions so you can stay in balance all the time. So, Lenora, would you like to give feedback, please?
Sure. I received some news today about my niece and some trouble that she is going through. And so I think Eve was on it when it came to anticipation of something family-wise. And, I'm anticipating a battle And lately I've been feeling doubtful about my own abilities and the things that I can do and things that I can't do. But today I had to come to a realization that I do have the ability.
Yes, absolutely.
And I have to trust myself because I have to use it to help her. And so...
Just surrender to your universe and know that everything will be taken care of. Just stay in a positive zone and just know that you'll be taken care of.
It's just, you know, there's a lot more than I thought was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I feel more empowered because I have to be.
Good.
And so
beautiful.
I think at this point, I have to be. It's I have to be strong for her and my family. And, therefore, it's coming back. And with the other, when you were talking about my job, I was in a job that I did use my abilities. And then I had to leave because I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't take it anymore. But I know I've used it in the past. And I know, again, that that's a blockage for me because I didn't think that I could do it again without that job. Now,
well, just trust,
I have
trust yourself. Yeah, I trust you. Well, you know, Lenore, thank you so much for sharing part of your story here and your feedback. We all wish you best of everything. Just stay positive. And I want to thank you for sharing your energy, being here tonight. You know, we're all going to send you healing. We all just did. I mean, you know, when they did communicate with the Trinity, all of them did heal you and communicate your message from themselves. So, this is
I want to thank all of you. Yeah.
Thank you. With gratitude. Thank you so much. And, you know, join our meetup, you know, at subconsciouschannel.info. If you would love to be able to connect with your own Trinity, which I highly recommend, you can either connect with this practitioner or take a class with me. The next class we have is going to be on June the 7th, but this is local at 10 to 2. But this is local in Los Angeles. I know you're in a different state, but I teach out state too via telephone, via Skype or telephone call. So you can just connect with us.
Can I just add something? So, Lenore, I just wanted to add that, you know, whenever you get healing, it does sort of appear, you know, and unfold gently and over time. So just, you know, be aware of little shifts you have and notice when you're being kinder with yourself, when you're being more aware of your strengths and gifts and having a healthier, you know, relationship between your higher self and your ego. And, I mean, did that resonate with you at all about the ego self
does.
And the childhood?
Yes, it truly does. You know, I'm a Leo, so therefore, you know, I have a huge ego. But, you know, I've had to eat crow several times. And with this and trying to understand that I'm more than just what I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Yes.
This is Eve, and I'm so glad you touched on a few things. I never want to say everything I have because we have various people and various perspectives, but now that you brought up two things, one, you had mentioned, and you hit the nail on the head, it is important for you to trust your intuition, because I see that you've closed that down a little bit, listening to your inner guide, which is your higher spirit. And the other is, I saw that your solar plexus chakra, your seat of power, feels quite attacked. You are dead on. And this fear is always an illusion. Know that you can trust yourself, and know that you have a large bevy of spirits around you helping you. As long as you trust the nudges that you hear and sense, you're going to be fine.
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Great. All right, now let's move to the next person. Thank you, Lenore.
Thank you.
I'm just going to move on. Thank you. Have a lovely night. So we're going to move on to the next person. Yeah, thank you. The next person, Melissa. Hello, are you on? Hello, Melissa? She's not here. Didn't answer. So I'm going to connect. Hello, are you there?
I'm here, sorry.
Are you there?
I was on mute.
Melissa, are you there?
I'm
yeah.
here.
Okay, why don't you state your name, please?
Melissa.
All right, Melissa. Just wait a few minutes. Until these ladies are ready to connect with your Trinity. But in the meantime, again, the Trinity, this is a very unique show, a very unique technique, one of the kind to connect to your own Holy Trinity. You can connect with this practitioner if you would like to have extended healing and communication with some Trinity. Or you can actually learn on your own. And I offer these classes, this workshop. If you are out of California, out of Los Angeles, I do teach via telephone call. I do teach one-on-one. So just connect with me. Just email me at astroandtarot@gmail.com. Or just join my meetup. You can connect me through my meetup on my website, which is subconsciouschannel.info or subconsciouschannel.com. All right? Any ladies ready for the reading? Okay.
Hi, Melissa. Melissa, this is Eve, and I just want to welcome you back to our program. How have you been?
Good. I was like, woohoo, get another reading.
No.
You guys are the bomb. I just called to listen, so.
I feel like we're becoming to be friends.
Yeah.
It's kind of a one-way relationship. Sorry about that. This is a program.
Yeah, I just called in the list. I'm like, oh, crap, she's talking to me. So. But, yay for me.
That's right. I just wanted to ask, because we never get the opportunity, but because I have spoken with you a couple times before, I was just wondering, how are you doing with focusing?
It's a little better. I had a master Reiki attendant, and it kind of threw me. So I'm trying to get back on track, because I felt like I was just numb for a while. And so trying to get back on track with the focusing. So, but
well, that is wonderful. All right. And did you share with Robert the relationship reading that we did?
No, I have not heard from Robert. He's still doing his thing. So,
okay.
I send him little cutesy cards every once in a while. So let's see if he comes back around. So,
yeah, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just care, and I know I've spoken with you a few times, but I just wanted to hear progress reports. That's all. Okay. So today we are working on Trinity reading. So I basically, when I am looking at your higher spirit and then at your conscious and subconscious, I have, and it goes along with what you said, I see strong male component, strong conscious, lots of mental activity. And so I'm feeling very similar to you. I feel that there was almost overload. I feel that there was a lot going in, and it wasn't just earthly knowledge, so to speak. You were getting a lot of downloads, and so
your brain is almost, it's not exactly in coma, it's not that bad, but just comparatively speaking, it's like it had to lower its consciousness just a tad so that you could absorb, so that the focus of your brain matter, or, you know, or your mental aspect of you could just take in and absorb all the information, process it, put it into its little data compartments. It basically, you're taking it in right now. So you're in a period of relative rest so that you can actively do that, expend your energy on doing that. Because this takes learning and taking in knowledge is a very active process. There's a lot involved. We use up calories doing this. You know, there are guys who, I forget in which country it is, but they play Mahjong so darn seriously that sometimes they'll actually go into convulsions. Because their brain is on such sensory overload, they start seizing. And one, actually, I had heard of, died from that. So consider this a wonderful protective mechanism that your brain went a little numb for a while. You're actually okay. In good shape.
Okay, because I was starting to worry.
No worries. It's simply a statement of how much you were actually taking in and how much spirit was giving into you. So congratulations.
Sorry. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm seeing a positive picture here. I'm seeing, now, there was a dispersive of activity recently for the mental aspect or your male aspect, but in your subconscious, the female aspect is also doing very well. I'm seeing a very loving feminine aspect of your soul, very empathic, tender-hearted, and it might be that because it was Reiki that you were working with or whatever, you know, combination of your personality, but I have a feeling it's what you've been so mentally active about was also activating your feminine aspect, and I think that's why it feels so nicely rounded out right now. I'm feeling your, more than that, I know this is a Trinity reading, but I have to say, as I'm seeing all of this, I'm seeing a large sphere of green. So you've been really exercising that heart chakra because it's bleeding through into the other things that I'm looking at right now. And it's very beautiful. You're deeply feeling right now. And so this strength that this learning has strengthened your heart chakra as well, not just your brain. And this is going to make you be able to rise above and see the truth of situations better than you have without getting as carried away or without getting carried away by the emotions. So this is just foretelling of goodness in your future. So I'm happy. This is nice. Thank you for calling in so that I could see all of this. And I'm happy to share it with you. Take care.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Eve. All right. Monica and Trina,
hi,
any of you ready?
Melissa.
Hi. Melissa, this is Trina.
Okay.
Hi, Trina.
Hi. So when I tuned in to your feminine and masculine selves, they were both dressed like clowns. first I saw you, and you had sort of a Joker hat on. Then I looked to both of them. They both were fully clowns, and they were dancing around with each other and lifting you up and doing backflips over each other. They actually get along very well, and there's tons of joyful energy there. I asked about this because it seems pretty strong. You know, is this just because, your nature is so joyful, or is this like a compensation? I got that to some extent, you know, as you grew and developed as a child, it might have started out as a compensation because you were very sensitive and could only, you know, deal with, like, emotion so much without feeling overwhelmed. And so you did, on this unconscious and conscious level, choose humor, but that it is serving you very well, and that you still do process emotions, but you keep it balanced with the humor, with seeing the positive side of life, and it's really a good thing for you. So the feminine, masculine to me look very in love and balanced with each other and with you. your highest self, when I look, I see it manifest in a feminine aspect with beautiful angelic wings. And when I'm, you know, talking with her about your life path, it really does come back to this joy that you chose and about how you spread it around. And it really is a big signature in your life. And you really do help other people with this loving, joyful energy. And I just got that you're really on the right path. And I saw this masculine, feminine aspect of yourself together, lifting you up, putting this golden crown on you. Then it became very clear that you really are very strong in your feminine energy. You have this goddess energy within you. And then you stood with your arms and legs spread open in power, a lot of gold energy around you and coming from you. Very positive, strong, happy. When I asked your higher self again, was there anything else I need to tell you? She just reminded me that your name is also a name of the goddess. Very connected with the ancient goddess, with the healing plant that you're also named after, and with bees and with the ancient bee goddesses. So I don't know, you know, if that's anywhere close to what, you know, you're interested in spiritually, but I was told to tell you that anyways. So, yeah, that's what I have for you. So thank you so much.
Now, that's kind of resonate with what Eve said about the green color, because that has to do with working at the heart chakra. And the heart chakra represents feminine energy. So when Trina talks about it, that is energy. So it does match with what Eve saw as well. Let's go with Erica. Erica, go ahead.
Hey
there.
Ready? Okay, so we must be all really tapped in because it's kind of the same thing. I picked up a very gentle and compassionate energy, and I actually saw your masculine and feminine doing the ballroom dance as the Beauty and the Beast. And so there is lots of yellow, and that popping up, and there's softness there as you're looking at the masculine side, and you're really pulling your personal power back to yourself. And I feel like you're very balanced, but there had been a defense mechanism set up in order to keep you from being hurt and vulnerable in the past. And so the message was to, you know, make sure that you keep treating your body well through exercise and good, healthy foods. And what was the last part? There was a huge transformation happening here. That's why I kept seeing the Beauty and the Beast doing the dance. So you're looking, you know, like the Beauty. At first, the Beast looks scary or mean, but then she sees something in a different way. And so what I picked up here was a huge amount of joy as the two of you are enjoying the dance together.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Great.
That's beautiful. Well, can you feed up feedback to the three ladies here, Anita?
Sure. I've actively been working on myself over the past year or so, you know, cleaning out my junk closet spiritually, I guess. And I have been taking Reiki to help me with that. And then about three weeks ago, I had the Reiki attunement, the master one, and it just threw me. I felt shut down. And actually, I felt that lift earlier this afternoon, which was great. I was like, woohoo, I got my joy back, because it felt like I just, like Eve probably said, it shut me down for some reason, but I felt 1,000 times better than I did yesterday. So I'm finding
Hey, Melissa, this is Erica. I feel very strongly that shutdown period is just a recalibration. It's just a space in time, allowing the light in you to recalibrate to that new energy.
Okay. because I was worried there for a little while. I'm like, take it back, take it back.
Not worry about that, because right now there's been a lot of energy coming in. I mean, it's very powerful, especially this week. And last week energy is different than this week. This week is more intense. It intensified this week. But this is probably why you feel like a different, you know, stages or shutdown. And just the same thing as what Erica just said, too. It's just a shifting. And it's the same thing as what Eve told you, too, about more downloads coming into you. You know, in order to receive a new download, you know, your own system is going to have to readjust. If not, you're not going to be able to receive all that stuff. So you're probably going to be feeling, you know, uneasy, uncomfortable as this new energy, you know, new shift coming in. So just be prepared. This is fine. This is normal. But it's good to hear that you bring your joy back again. And this is what, you know, how we all should feel, you know, joyful all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you so much for being here, Melissa. So it's your lucky day. You got reading. Absolutely beautiful, and it's all meant to be. Yeah.
Right.
I'm meant to be.
Right.
I don't think we're going to have time for the next person. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to have each reader, you know, give advice if there's something that you wanted to share, or I'm just going to give out your information so the listener can connect with you, or just repeat again what you offer with your service. And that way, the listener will have information and know about what you have to offer. So, Eve, let's start with you.
Okay. I would like to announce that I am going to be available at the Temple of Light in Irvine, California. I will be at a fair in the end of May. I believe it, what you can do is look up Temple of Light, and you will see me in there, and you will see the date for the next fair. Also, I am going to be at SMHAS in Irvine as well, and I will be there for their next fair. So please come visit me. I would love to see my listeners live, our listeners in person.
Well, also, Eve, we're going to be at my place on Sunday,
that's
31st.
Right. Yes, I intended to mention that at the beginning. May 31st, Sunday, I am going to be in Tina's place giving readings. Those are going to be Holy Trinity. Excuse me. It's my Christian background. I'm sorry, Tina. Some things you just can't get rid of, you know? I'm going to be I will be giving Trinity readings live over there, and I encourage any of Tina's students, listeners, anyone who would love to come to be a part of that to join with us that evening. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. Trina, what would you like to announce with regards to your business, to your service?
Yes, I did forget to mention earlier, it's hard to keep the list in your mind sometimes, that in addition to doing astrological charts and relationship charts, as well as medical intuitive readings and chakra readings and karmic cleansing or tarot readings, I also do naturopathic healing and work with homeopathy, flower remedies, and herbs. So, you know, you can have a combination of different things together, depending on what your need is. And I am on Tina's site, subconsciouschannel.com, under Trina Ma. Or you can call me directly also at
207-837-7499. Beautiful.
Erica. Yes. Hey there. Go ahead, Erica. Okay, so I am available for private sessions on ericaantonetti.com. You can find me on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook at Erica Antonetti or Intuitive Connections. I also offer a meetup group at Intuitive Connections where I teach you how to tap into your own intuitive connection. And I'm also available for speaking engagements and workshops.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, and also I just wanted to let the listener know as well. I do the same thing as this lady as well, and besides that, but my passion is teaching and counseling. So I teach all kinds of classes and workshops, you know, range from Kundalini Reiki, Akashic Records, the Trinity, and Trinity, especially the Trinity, is very, very new, and it's very powerful. Some of you have experienced ladies reading already. So if you would like to have the same ability, just connect with me, all right? You can connect with me through my blog talk here, or just go to my meetup, consciouschannel.info. And if you are out of state, no worry, because I can teach via telephone conference call. I actually taught Eve and the rest of these ladies through the telephone calls and chat format, and it turned out to be absolutely wonderful. Besides that, as you see, the next Trinity class locally is going to be on May. It's going to be on June 7th. So if you want to reserve that, just go to my meetup again, subconsciouschannel.info. And that's pretty much it. You know, I want to thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. Next Monday, please come back. It's going to be a different topic. It is going to be a Akashic soul contract between relationships. Yeah, this is a very popular one. All right, so I invite you to come back. Please tell all your friends to join our blog talk. And don't forget to join our blog talk. If someone's going to say All right. Then I want to thank you, Eve, Trina, and Erica, for being here tonight. From the bottom of my heart, you guys are absolutely amazing, amazing. And I want to thank you, everyone, all the listeners who call in and who join in listening via chat room. Thank you for being here and share your beautiful energy. Until next Monday, please come back at the same time. We have a Akashic Records soul contract reading next week. So until then, thank you and have a wonderful night. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you. Thank you.